Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, I got a missed call from you guys.
Let's take a look. May I have your phone number to look up your phone?
760-457-7122.
Gotcha. And what's your name?
William Green.
William, let me just look you up. And lastly, what's the name of your business?
W.A. Green's Construction.
Okay, gotcha. One moment. All right, great. I was able to find your file successfully, William, and I see that the purpose of the call was to basically gain access to your Facebook business page for us to run your ads and, of course, offer help on how that's done. If you have the chance right now, I'll be happy to guide you through.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to gain access to my Facebook page?
Your Facebook business page, yes. Do you already have a business page created?
You know, I'm not sure. You'll have to look me up with and my phone number also, because I do have one, but the guy that created it, he didn't tell me how it worked. So
someone created the Facebook business page for you?
Yeah.
Do you by any chance still have contact with that person?
I could probably try to call him, but.
Okay. That would be ideal. The thing is that whoever creates a business page, Facebook recognizes that person as the page owner. So the only person that can add us as administrators to that page will be that person who created the page for you. So what we can do is I can send you the email that has the steps. You would have to forward that email to them. And then they would have to follow those steps, which is simple. It's like just three steps they follow. And then they would add us to your business page.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll work.
I'm going to send you that email for you to send it to that person. And then also, the purpose of that same call was also to let you know that, well, basically your Google business profile is now live and active. We also wanted to let you know, William, a very common practice that a lot of people have. And this is really important for you to know to attract new clients. So now that you're live and active in Google, we wanted to let you know that a lot of people have the common practice of looking at reviews before they call a business or before they buy a product. So reviews give people an idea of whether the product they're going to buy or the business they're going to call is reliable, if they're recommended by other people, if there are any complaints. And looking at reviews gives them an idea of what they're getting into, in other words. So the more positive reviews that you have on your Google profile, the better it is for you to attract clients. That way, when someone runs into your business profile on Google, if they see that there's a lot of positive reviews, you're going to have a higher chance for you to attract that client and make that person into an actual client and give you a call as a business. So currently,
I'm also on the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, which is awesome. That's also a good thing. So now currently, William, on your Google business profile, you have no reviews. So when someone Googles that anything that's related to your business, and if they run into your profile and they compare your business with other businesses that do have a lot of positive reviews, there is a really high chance that they would rather go with that other business that has a lot of reviews. So in order for you to not miss out on opportunity of work, the best thing to do here is to gather as many reviews as you possibly can to not miss out on work opportunity. So we're gonna send you a link. William, this link is for you to share around with people for you to gather as many reviews as you possibly can. This way, when a new potential client looks you up on Google and finds your business profile and they see that you have a lot of reviews, then you have a higher chance for that person to stick with you and give you a call for business as opposed to calling your competitor. So once you get this link, William, make sure to try to share it with as many people as you possibly can. And when you do, all they have to do is click on that link, and it's going to take them directly to your profile, directly to the section where they would leave you a review. And, of course, they would give you that review. So this link basically makes it easier for them to give you a review in short words. So as soon as you get that, just try to share that with as many people as you possibly can. for you to increase your chances of getting new clients. And remember, this is something that must be permanent. Each time that you get a job done, it's ideal that you keep on getting reviews. That way you stay relevant and people see that you're getting reviews and the more clients that you're going to attract. So that's extremely important. Keep that in mind and try to share that link once you get it with as many people as you possibly can, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and basically that is all of the information we wanted to share. Just lastly, I wanted to ask there, William, have you downloaded our local Splash app?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, if you're interested, the local Splash app, you can download it very easily on the Play Store or the App Store, depending on what kind of phone you got. You simply look it up using our company name, which is Local Splash. It's simply just going to ask you for your phone number. You enter your phone number. It's going to send you a code. You enter that code. And that's it. You're into the app, and it's going to make it easier for you to use our service. Once you start getting clients in that same app, there's a section that's called Leads, which is going to make it easier for you to look at all the clients, all your clients that at one point try to reach you. You're going to see their phone numbers, their names, their messages. So if you want to download that app, please try to do it as soon as possible, and it's very easy for you to use, and it's very convenient for you to have to stay in touch with all of your clients.
Okay. On my app store, look for Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. And then I just put my phone number, and it should come out.
Oh, you do? Yep, it's going to ask you for your phone number, and then it's going to ask you to grant permission to, like, your microphone, to your camera. You're going to allow and enable access to everything for it to work correctly as it should. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
For sure. Well, that's everything from my end. Do you have any questions for me?
No. Let me try to get this going. If I have anything, I'll call you.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.